Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, socks, Menards, and Gordon Lightfoot dies. That's coming up right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my. Just look at that. What am I going to do?
What's wrong, honey?
Look in the mirror, all that gray. Boy, did it sneak up on me.
No, it didn't.
You mean it's been gray for a long time?
Only all of your life. Sweetie, your brain matter is supposed to be gray. Now close up your cranium and come to bed.
All right, dear. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you.
I totally agree.
If the top of your head is cushy and gray, hair color is not your problem. Remove that hatchet from your skull. Say hello to your cerebellum.
Oh, dear, you've got a little gravy on your blouse from dinner.
Oh, honey, that's not gravy. That's part of my frontal lobe.
Just for morons. From Frigamall Industries, ask for it by name.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Because I was listening to the Rewind on the way home the other day, and the subject of Tom cutting off the top elastic in his socks. As usual, I thought, what an idiot. Why would you ruin new socks? Then this morning I tried it. Without a doubt, Tom deserves my apology and some kind of award for the best idea ever. Coming home after my 12-hour shift and not having to deal with the ring of death around my lower calf was amazing. Thanks, and he says congratulations to Christy Lee and the impending nuptials.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah.
I think that one of the signs that you might
have some problems is if you have that ring of death.
I don't want to say too much, but in my mind, this is my opinion, and I don't want anyone to think that this is medical advice, I guess is why I'm saying this. But if I have an especially tense day, I notice the indentation around my, where my sock is really deep. And when it's kind of a calm day, I don't notice any indentation.
So there's some blood pressure thing?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know what it has to do with that.
Put your feet up.
I just don't like the tightness of it. So there's your
tip.
Do what you want.
Now, wait a minute. You do like tightness. Let's not get away from that.
Wrong with some
you like friction? You're a fan of friction?
Sure, sure.
Grip, a nice grip.
Fit, a good fit.
But you like loose shoes, don't you?
What about a fit, Tom? You like a nice fit? I know you like to have your jeans tailored. I know that.
You like your shoes to not
loose?
Fit?
I don't like them too tight.
I mean, who does? Nobody would like your shoes too tight.
That we've known each other for decades, and I know no matter what size you are, you go with the double X shirt. I know that.
I like loose.
You like loose fitting? Yeah.
I think we all know certain things should be loose.
And certain things should
be tight.
Tight. You're right.
See, loose and tight. Engineering and aircraft.
No matter what, so long as they fit.
The fit is what is important.
I'm just saying, sock can be kind of loose and funky, whereas if you're, I don't know, outfitting an aircraft, you want the tolerances to be very serious.
You don't want to be looking out your window seat and looking at the wing and seeing the rivets rattle around.
You don't want to. You don't want to be 4,000 feet about to climb and go, hey, anybody got a Phillips screwdriver? I think
I can hit that. Tighten that up.
That thing holding the engine on looks a little bit shaky. I'm just saying. Loose socks, I don't know.
But when you wash them, don't they unravel?
Who cares? Socks are cheap.
You got to, hey, Ace. Tom's got, he don't care if his socks all unravel.
You know what? I just bought a whole bunch of socks. You're not going to believe me when I tell you.
What?
Menards.
No, I believe Menards.
You know, you're at the hardware store, you're walking by with your cart, and you've got your cleaning stuff, and oh, look at this.
No, yeah.
They got like...
It's probably work socks.
Yeah, but they're like $4 for six.
Menards has become the grocery store for guys, too. Have you noticed that? They have a whole grocery department.
I don't know what's going on at Menards, but they've got everything.
Yeah.
I don't know when that happened, but it has always been one of my top two hardware stores.
It's a great store. I've always liked it. I'm just saying they also... that's where I get socks.
They've got good clothes there.
You take them home, you take your scissors, and get rid of that top elastic, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't care for that.
You can get coveralls, you can get Pop-Tarts, you can get a gear puller, you can get a bulb.
They have a book section, too.
They've got books.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yep.
They have it all.
When I say they have everything, they have everything.
It's a guy superstore.
Yeah. Love that. In any event, thanks for the letter. We always appreciate it. You can reach us, Bob and Tom, at bobandtom.com. We're going to touch base with Chick McGee at the sports desk.
You sliding some papers around over there?
Yeah, you just hear your microphone picks up.
Couldn't tell if you were trying to start a fire or just a lot of rustling.
I hear none of this.
How do you hear this?
Okay.
I just want you to know,
everyone else listening hears it.
How can you hear that? You know,
my God, I sneeze two buildings over, I get yelled at.
That microphone is just ultra sensitive.
How nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice for us.
If one of us, would stop the show and look at you with that crappy look on his face and go, what are you doing over there?
I want to call you out. Yesterday, I saw you using an equal dispenser, not the packets. Is somebody taking this under their wing? And
I believe Dean, our producer for all these decades, who probably should be doing something else other than organizing an equal container for you,
so it doesn't
came up with that.
So it wouldn't rattle.
However, as we know, he's a creature of habit. He likes the packets.
The packets were, I'd finish them off.
Oh.
I have a box of 1,000 in my car.
Did you get them at Menards?
It's a good bet. No,
they've got equal at Menards.
I have a box of 1,000. Hard to get, actually. It's
equal?
Yeah. Splenda's taken over the market.
It's not good for you.
No, it's not.
It's aspartame.
Yeah. My stomach hurts. Well, maybe it's the half a pound of powdered cancer you dumped into your bottle.
Every time you open Equal, you should say, well, that tumor's not going to grow itself.
Another year off my life. I think it's this coffee or the crap you're putting in it.
I think medical authorities have determined that it's perfectly safe.
Is that right? It's not.
The Giant Penis Institute of Technology.
You can go to the Giant.
That's one of the side effects. It may be worth it.
Aspartame is poison.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Sad news. One of the great figures in music has died. Christy, you got
Canadian folk singer Gordon Lightfoot passed away at the age of 84.
Oh, no kidding.
He was known for his rich baritone voice, unpretentious demeanor, and of course, poetic lyrics. Mm. His 1970 ballad, If You Could Read My Mind, was his breakout hit, and he had further success with the likes of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and Carefree Highway.
And man, Sundown.
Man, I really don't like the Edmund Fitzgerald song.
I love it.
I can't get to the button fast enough.
Great song about brave men all.
It's a brilliant
barely
song.
Barely a song.
Fellow musician Tom Cochran said in a 2019 documentary about Mr. Lightfoot, quote, if there was a Mount Rushmore in Canada, Gordon would be on it.
Tom, life is a highway, Cochran?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. And Rush singer Geddy Lee called him our poet laureate. Rest in peace, Gordo.
Yeah. Tom Cochran was sitting right there.
That song is a great song. I don't know much else from his catalog.
Lunatic Fringe.
He did a version of that?
It's his song, right?
What?
Yeah. He was in Red Rider.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how cool is that? Yeah, I love Lunatic Fringe.
I've forgotten that.
Great song.
Yeah.
So life is a highway.
Right.
Okay. I thought life was a journey or... how many different songs are those? Like life is a highway, life is a... convenience store. Life is a
right. Life in the fast lane.
Life is like
I think one could make
a
the
box
argument
of chocolates.
With that. Life is a box of chocolates. That's kind of a trope. Life is a highway. Oh,
it's
is it
a great
Tom?
Song.
And we're going to ride it all night long.
It's a great song.
It's a fun one, yeah.
God, it's unbelievable. He's going to bug up his ass.
It's no peaceful, easy feeling, I'll tell you that.
No, that one rocks.
Yeah. How about this one?
Not peaceful, easy.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah, this is Lunatic Fringe.
Dude, so awesome.
I know you're out there.
Yeah.
There was a time when all this, remember when Boston came out with stuff like this, and they had a little notation on the album, all sounds made by a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that
was. I remember being a kid and asking somebody what Pink Floyd album Lunatic Fringe was on. And they were like, what? And I was like, you know the Pink Floyd song Lunatic Fringe? What album is that on?
That does sound like a Pink Floyd angle, Lunatic Fringe.
This is...
And all this, when I was young, little, I didn't know.
And this great guitar kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because... now they say that people only give a song 3 seconds before they
hit the button.
Yeah. Hit the button.
You're telling me this doesn't sound like Floyd?
No, I agree with
it
you.
It does, yeah.
Well, if you're going to just do this to it, I will.
You ever see Vision Quest, the great wrestling epic chick?
Yeah.
I think Lunatic Fringe is used about a half a dozen times.
That's a good movie.
Did Aldo Nova steal this from Red Ryder?
He's Canadian, too.
He's Canadian, too.
I'm not hearing anything. What is it?
Really?
You're not hearing that?
Well,
there we go.
Yeah, all right. These guys were listening to nothing but Pink Floyd.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Aldo Nova said Red Ryder can kiss our ass.
Get the copter effect.
That's right.
This is the apocalypse now.
This is a song, man.
Now, the point is...
It's only 7 more minutes. Calm down.
We were talking about Gordon Lightfoot.
I know. These are Canadian, too. It's Canadian Day.
Related.
Well, no, but we have something to get to here. Tribute.
It changed. Oh, it changed. It's changed it. That's what you think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't the video his guitar was? Oh. He shot lasers at a door.
Whoa!
Yeah!
There's
so much. This is too much. I think it's what this is. Well, where's the awful keyboard? Ah! Okay.
Oh. This is great.
Where's the awful keyboard?
Okay, I'm out.
You got the scissors.
Then what about Billy Thorpe? All these people stole.
Is that a matter
Pink
of
Floyd
stealing?
Stuff.
Pink Floyd? Is it Pink Floyd stuff?
Okay. I mean, it could be argued this is very cinematic. There are probably many movies that predate Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, that have a similar effect.
Not the 60s.
You can't just switch mediums here in the middle of this conversation.
We're talking about great Billy Thorpe, Canadian ace. Do you know him? Did you have lunch with him?
Did he get poutine?
Oh, this is the drummer must have wrote this part.
what the hell is this now?
Children of the Sun.
Oh, okay. Look, if you guys want to go smoke some doobage.
Now, Kim Mitchell.
And report back.
Go for soda. Might as well go for soda.
They're naked ladies.
The point was.
We want Pat to play his tribute.
You were mentioning that the sad death of the great Gordon Lightfoot, a great singer and songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And also quoted in that obituary, Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
Geddy was a huge fan of Gordon Lightfoot. One of his most famous songs, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I mean, when you can take an event in history and turn it into a pop song, that's so rare.
That song is a dirge.
Very popular song.
It is a dirge.
It is a dirge, kind of, but it's awful, I believe, voted the
worst song ever at a strip club.
I agree with that.
But it's a tremendous song, and it didn't start out as a tribute to the actual wreck of the ship, the Edmund Fitzgerald, in Lake Superior.
How did it start?
Well, remember when we had Gordon on the show talking about it? Pat, do you remember what he said?
It was about a great jazz singer.
Okay.
It sits down below like the ship we all know, the rectum of Ella Fitzgerald. She'd scat when she sang, and her bottom would bang, a disaster when the winds would come early. The Fitzgerald family emailed me, said stop singing about poor Ella's rectum. They complained and they cussed. I threw Tom under the bus. I said, I write him. It's Tom who corrects him. A doctor, it said, would always turn his head when performing her colon procedure. There's polyps and corn and Louis Armstrong's horn. The rectum of Ella Fitzgerald.
It's just so touching.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, rest in peace, Gordo.
Remembering the great Gordon life.
Yeah.
A little behind the scenes here. The first time you ever did that song on the air, Pat, isn't it true that Haywood called you and went, what the hell are you doing? Something along those lines?
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't get Haywood to do that song. No. What the hell are you doing?
Anyway,
and the NFL Players Association, they call it the NFLPA, is advising agents that sports books are snitching on players who use gambling apps.
Ooh.
According to Pro Football Talk, the NFLPA sent an email to all agents alerting them to the fact that recent suspensions, the Lions, and of course, if there's a suspension, the NFL, Washington has to get in on the action. Their defensive end, Shaka Tony, suspended indefinitely. The recent suspensions arose from players using mobile apps on their phones, either while at work or while traveling with their teams.
Okay. Look, they're going to have to adjust.
They're going to have to do something.
Well, a few guys were suspended. Was it last week?
I think it's like four Lions, five Lions, and Shaka Tony from Washington.
Yep. Wasn't it from a guy using one of the apps while at their facility?
Yes. And not all of them are indefinite. I think two or three are indefinite suspensions. Most like
really?
Calvin Ridley. Yeah.
Huh.
That's how my dad used to ground us as kids.
Indefinitely?
Yeah. He learned that if you said, hey, you're grounded for 2 weeks, he'd grow tired of us, and he didn't want to go back on, all right, fine, you're not grounded anymore, just go outside. He would just, it became indefinitely, so if he never had to go back on his word.
That's smart.
It was better for him, really,
yes,
than you.
So he's like, it could be one day, it could be 1 year. You don't know.
You don't know.
Indefinitely.
No,
that's what he would say.
So the NFL is just pulling... your dad's move.
Yes, yeah.
Good idea. That's a great idea.
Didn't you used to just clean the house and then you'd be okay? They'd go, all right, you're not
going to. It depended
anymore.
On if, yeah. If he could sense that we were kissing up, no.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes he was like a warden. He'd add time. He'd, yeah, take
oh,
time.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hell.
Two more days. Why?
What did I do?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.